This is the Ozarks This Morning with Guy Wayman.
This is something that comes about once in a lifetime. Please, please.
It's not how fast you mow,
it's how well you mow fast.
It's how well you mow fast!
Come out and shake it, you dirty yellow-bellied rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Now, here's the host, Guy Wayman.
All right, we've got movie time right now every Friday at the same time at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern. We bring in the best film critics and people who know this industry well, Allison Rose and Stephen Leibowitz. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Guy. How are you today?
All right, did you survive your birthday?
I survived another year. 51 more weeks and we can celebrate again.
Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy. Good morning, Stephen.
Oh, my goodness. And we've got a little bit of a foretaste of what's going to be coming up because we're going to be talking about this movie.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite that fun of a movie, I don't think. But anyways, though, Allison, what do you make about the Paw Patrol?
I'm a little surprised, honestly. I'm shocked that it's number two. Although, you know, parents want to get their kids out of the house. You know, down here in Florida, we're back to school already. So, you know, they decided that it was time to go see movies again, and yeah, Paw Patrol did pretty well.
Yeah,
it
could have done a lot better, though. Up here at Lake of the Ozarks, there's no masks, and we're doing fine, and you guys down in Florida, man, you're getting crushed.
we are.
Well, yeah. I mean, my son's got the COVID now, so it's like he's had it for a week. And so, Stephen, what do you make of Free Guy and the Paw Patrol?
Actually, I'm very encouraged about Paw Patrol because it shows that families are going back to the movies despite what's going on. I mean, everyone's taking their own precautions. So when I saw that, and it is streaming too on TV, so they don't have to go to the movies. But, you know, to see it appear at number two while all the other three brand new movies ended up at 7, 8, and 9, I was very encouraged by that to see it do so well. I was happy.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise, that's the fourth week out, but it's not quite reached 100 million, has it, Allison?
No, it hasn't, but again, it's a Disney movie, so everybody tends to go to Disney movies, regardless if they're good or bad. And it's kind of nostalgic for those of us who have been on the Jungle Cruise ride, and it's got a good showing. I mean, it's not making over 100 million yet, but it certainly should get there. And that's pretty good for Disney, especially what's going on right now.
You know, Stephen, Disney has a way of monetizing even bad stuff. So, well, yes. You know, in about another 2 or 3 years, hey, let's make a ride on this thing, or let's do this, or let's have Jungle Cruise miniatures, and we sell this, and we sell that. And, I mean, am I correct on that, Stephen?
I would be not surprised at all if in a year or two we get Space Mountain the movie.
You very well could get Space Mountain the movie. All right, let's not talk about the old stuff now. But we've got a horror thriller, and that seems to be your genre here, Stephen. So, The Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
You know, as a standalone film, it's not so great. It still has a social commentary on social injustice and race relations, which is rare in a horror film. But the new Candyman, who's Michael Hargrove, does not come close to the presence of the original Candyman, Tony Todd. However, I was really impressed of how it is so connected to the original film. I mean, it's really clever, and when I finally realized what they were doing, I was completely blown away. And for those horror fans out there, there are some good kills.
There are some good kill shots. Allison, your take on the Candyman.
Well, yeah, as Stephen said, it does have an agenda, so just go in with that mindset. Co-written and produced by Jordan Peele, Get Out, Us, you know, and it definitely has his feel to it. It was directed by Nia DaCosta, who she also co-wrote it. So them collaborating together and then her directing, I feel like we kind of got some of his flavor in there. I felt very much like it was kind of a Get Out vibe. But she had some really great shots, different angles, and there weren't so many jump scares or anything, but as Steven said, yeah, you got some gore in there, absolutely.
Well, all right. I like that you mentioned the cinematography. That's a fancy word for angles and camera shots, but that can make a beautiful film. You remember Under the Tuscan Sun, they had some great cinematography in that movie.
Yeah, you know, people don't really think about cinematography as much, but it really can make or break a movie. It can take you out of the scene. It can put you right in the middle of the movie. So you have to give those cinematographers some credit.
Yeah, and when the director can take a break, they're still messing around with their focal lens. Okay, The Colony. I'm going to give you first dibs on this one, Allison.
So I'm going to go with sci-fi thriller-ish. Kind of boring-ish, kind of, oh, I've seen this before-ish.
Yeah,
it comes out of Germany and Switzerland, and it's one of these apocalyptic-type movies. The Earth is basically destroyed, but they're trying to repopulate it, and yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Steven, you probably have the same vibe, don't you?
Actually, no. I like this film, but I will say this. It really is for science fiction junkies. If the average moviegoer will probably not like it. I mean, Allison's not the average moviegoer, but I think it's really, I always felt like I was reading a really good science fiction novel, like Pierce Anthony or Arthur Clarke or Philip Dick. It kept my attention. I thought it did have a good story and a good message, too, how he plundered Mother Earth and took her gifts. And I thought it was going to be bad or boring, and while it took a while to build, I got into it. I thought it was, you know, for science fiction, it was really, really hit the genre hard. So if you're in science fiction, Colony's for you. If you're just a casual person observer, you probably want to watch something else.
And you know, Allison, even when they have a gal in there that's got three names, and generally that's an attraction thing, that didn't even do it, did it? Sarah, Sophie?
No. You know, and Steven hit the nail on the head. If you're a sci-fi junkie kind of thing, and Steven is sort of, so, you know, we give him that, but for people like me who are not so sci-fi-ish, yeah, it wouldn't be the one I would go to see.
Yeah, okay. Together, and together again. Let's see. Steven, it's your dibs.